Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody doing good this morning? Yeah. Oh, hang on one second. Sharon's got to help me out here. By the way, I have not always been this well-polished machine that I am today. This is a result of the molding and the making of Sharon. Amen. Which is awesome. Hallelujah. Thanks for having us in. We're looking forward to blessing you today and seeing what the Lord wants to do. And hallelujah. I promise you it's going to be good. I told him to stir the pot and get the expectancy level up. Because when you got an expectancy level, then you know, the key to the supernatural manifesting to a greater degree in your life or around people that you are is expectancy. Amen. The man at the gate, beautiful, he looked at Peter and John, and this was the key for him receiving his miracle. He looked up at them, his eyes was upon them, and he was expecting something. And as a result, it created an atmosphere for the supernatural. Hallelujah. Stand up, Sharon. Say hi to everybody. Yep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Got to recognize your wife. Don't forget about your wife, husbands. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this time to come together right now. And we open up our hearts and we open up our minds to receive whatever you would have for us to receive today. Jesus, we welcome you, Jesus the prophet, into this house today, into this church, to minister to people, to set people free, to establish them, to settle things, and hallelujah, just to do what you do best, just to love on people. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're here to confirm the word with signs and wonders following, and that you're here to magnify and to glorify Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, I just believe that God's going to be sweet on you today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I just saw in the spirit that God's going to be sweet on you today. And God is going to establish you and develop some roots, get some things really rooted and grounded in your heart and in your mind and to do what he needs to do. By the way, before we get started, I also want to tell you that we got a website, MarcusWickMinistries.com. And you're more than welcome to get on there and check things out. There's a lot of free goodies on there and stuff like that. And ways for some of you, I believe that God will touch some of your hearts. And, you know, maybe you will consider partnering with us in what God wants us to do in the future. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to do some things. And, boy, we could spend the next hour just talking about what the Lord is about to do. And we're excited about it. And anyhow, just go there and check us out. Hallelujah. It won't cost you a pint of blood. It won't cost you any hair or anything. And we promise nobody will come to your door knocking on your door looking for you. Praise God.
That we know of.
There may be some zealous people out there that we don't know about that have taken upon themselves to represent us. But hallelujah. It won't be from us. Turn, if you will, to 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we want to start in verse 14. And what I want to do is I want to just begin to lay a little bit of a foundation, lay the foundation that Andy has already laid and Sharice has already laid. By the way, wonderful people. If you're looking for a church, this would be a good place to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's good. But what we want to do is we want to begin to we want to begin to look at some things that the prophetic does that you may not have considered. When I taught an early bird class on the prophetic third year at Karis Bible College, I went ahead and I passed it out some index cards, and I had people fill them out because I was interested in, there may be some questions people have concerning the prophetic that I'm not answering yet. And the two primary questions that I got back from the feedback from those index cards that people were asking concerning the prophetic was, number one, how do I hear God's voice? People are interested in hearing God's voice. How do I dial it in? How do I hear God's voice? And then the second question that people had was, when I get a prophetic word, somebody's prophesied over me, what do I do with it? Amen? And people don't know how to respond to the prophetic. But I got news for you. There's this great ministry called Marcus Wick Ministries that has taught a series called Responding to the Prophetic and what to do with the prophetic. Do you know that not all prophetic words automatically come to pass that they're of God? You got to respond to it. And I begin to teach that. And real quickly, there are two basic types of prophetic words. The first word is a prophetic word, when spoken over your life, will release a word of faith. A word of faith. The second type of prophetic word will release in your life a work of faith. And when a prophetic word is spoken over your life and it releases a word of faith, all you got to do is stand there and believe God, and it's going to come to pass. But you got to have active faith. You got to pray. There's no assembly required, so to speak. You just believe God, and it's going to come to pass. God, through that prophetic word, has deposited in your heart a supernatural faith so that you can receive something from God. And there's many examples of that. Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, remember the armies that were coming against Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20? Was it 2 Chronicles or 1 Chronicles? One of those Chronicles, that's where it was at. And what did the Lord say? You're not going to have to fight this battle. Just believe. And what did they do? They sent the praise and the worshipers out there, and God, the power of God was manifest, and hallelujah, they received a victory. And then there's the work of faith, where God has given you specific instructions, things that you must do. And if you don't do what God tells you to do, it wasn't because Marcus was a false prophet. It was because you didn't believe it. You got to believe the prophetic word. And if God gives you specific instructions, by the way, when I taught on the prophetic, the series that I got, it's called Discovering the Prophetic, How to Judge Prophecy, and then Responding to the Prophetic. That means that you've judged the word, you've judged a prophetic word, and it is a legitimate word from God. Then, once you settle that in your heart, you need to take corresponding actions. And we'll find that in the life of Joshua. When they went into the promised land, God told them what? Walk around this city, Jericho, 6 times. Keep your mouth shut. Don't let them say anything. Because you know what? This bunch of unbelievers, I'm trying to get them into the promised land, and we need to zip the lip so I can get them in there. Hallelujah. So they don't need to be talking about how big the walls are, how big the giants are, how strong, how impossible this situation is. So I'm just going to zip their lip. And we're going to make it, we're going to get them out of the desert, and we're going to get them into the promised land. And then the seventh day, they had to walk around 7 times, and then they shouted, because he got their mouth quiet for 7 days. And now when they shouted, guess what happens? The first shout that came out of their mouth was a shout of victory and a shout of praise. Amen. God made them walk around that Jericho that many times and do that because he was trying to get the unbelief out of their heart so that they were ready to believe God. Amen? And they had to do corresponding actions. And you got to judge the prophetic words that have been spoken over you. Is it a word of faith or is it a work of faith? Well, here's some things that the prophecy will do. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, it says right here, Paul is talking to Timothy, neglect not the gift that is in thee, excuse me, which was given thee by prophecy and the laying on of hands of the presbyter. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Notice what he says right here. This is one of the things that the legitimate New Testament prophet or the office of a prophet will do in your life. Prophecy will equip you. It will equip you to do what God wants you to do. Paul told Timothy, he said, you received a gift through prophecy and the laying on of hands. Through legitimate New Testament prophecy and the laying on of hands, one of the roles of the prophetic ministry or the office of a prophet within the body of Christ is to divinely equip you or to reach on the inside of you and turn on a switch that you were not able to turn on by yourself. It equips you to do a job. And notice what he says in verse 15. Now, You have received this gift through prophecy and the laying on hands, and this is your response to that prophetic word. You need to meditate upon these things and give yourself wholly to them. In other words, he judged the word. It was a legitimate word from God. And now it's time to activate or to release the power of the prophetic word that was spoken over Timothy's life. You got to meditate upon it. You got, and what is he talking about here in the area of meditation? Is he's talking about meditate upon it and put on your new identity. The prophetic will release a God-given identity so that you can reach a God-given destination. Amen? But you got to put on that identity by meditating upon it and seeing yourself the way God has seen you. And what God has done through the prophetic is he's pulled back the curtain and revealed what he wants you to step into. And you got to put it on. Amen? You know what Superman did? When Superman went from Clark Kent to Superman, he got in the booth and he changed his clothes. Some of you, you need to stop thinking like Clark Kent and you need to start thinking like Kal-El and put on your Superman outfit through meditation. You need to put on the outfit, hallelujah, and become the superhero that God has called you to be.
Yeah.
You need to change your outfit. Bruce Wayne, he goes to the Batcave and puts on the... Batman is bad to the bone. Hey, man. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit's kind of like Batman. You think you got... The devil thinks he's got you. And hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is the master detective. He is three moves ahead of the devil.
Right.
Amen. For you, for those of you who are Batman fans. But you need to meditate upon it and give yourself wholly to it. That the profiting, that it might begin to manifest, the manifestation of what God has spoken over you might come to pass. You can't be passive. You got to be intentional. You got to do it on purpose. Amen? Those prophetic words, the word, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, I believe it is, or verse 1, the word was preached to them as well as unto us, but the word did not profit them that heard it, not being mixed with faith. You got to take the word spoken over you and mix them with faith once you establish that they are of God. Can you do that? Now, what happened right there? Some of you right now, you just had a eureka moment. The light bulb came on and you're like, no wonder why things haven't been happening. No wonder why I haven't been launched out into my international ministry yet. Because I've been eating Funyuns and watching and binging on Netflix instead of believing God. Amen. We all been there. We all been there. I'm not judging you. Glory to God. Turn to Acts chapter 13. We're talking about the first thing that the prophetic will do is it will equip you. It will give you equipment. Amen. Turn that equipment on and let's get her done. That's what I'm saying. Acts 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank God for the teachers to come along, the prophetic people, and take you from being the pathetic to being the prophetic. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? When you find a prophet and a teacher married together in the same gifting, you got yourself a gem. Some of those prophetic people, you just need to be prophesying and not teaching because you just ain't got it. Amen. But you need that foundation of the Word of God in your life. Amen. As Barnabas and Simeon, which was called Niger, and Lucius of Cree, yep, that guy, which had been brought up by Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Paul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them away. Notice what he says right here. It equipped Paul and Barnabas to step out of the role of being prophets and teachers and to step into their apostolic call that was on their life. Through prophecy and the laying on of hands, it equipped Paul and Barnabas and released them into their apostolic ministry. That's what the prophet does. and you can't get it from Bible teaching, you can't get it from praying yourself or fasting from yourself, the prophetic is, the role of that is to come alongside and to assist you and to complement you in an already healthy, thriving, personal relationship with God through the Word of God that you have in your life. I'm just going to say this. This is one of the pitfalls of the prophetic. Prophetic people. And people that love prophecy. How many people love prophecy? I love it. Come on now. You love it. I mean, when you're hanging on by a thread and you get a prophetic word and now you feel like, you're ready to charge hell with a water pistol now.
Yeah.
You're like, what devil? Come on. Where you at? Come back. Is that the best you got? You got a prophetic word. You're like a chihuahua barking at everything. You're going up to that 6-foot devil and nipping at his heels. Because I got a word from God. Hallelujah. But anyhow, what happens with prophetic people is oftentimes is one of the pitfalls that we fall into is we use the prophetic to backfill a deficiency in the Word of God in our own life. And the prophetic is not meant to backfill or to replace the written Word of God. The true prophetic in your life, where it will have its maximum impact and influence over your life, is the prophetic is meant to come alongside and already complement a personal, thriving relationship with the written Word of God.
That's right.
Amen?
Yep.
Without that, you can't navigate the prophetic. You can't navigate the supernatural without the written Word of God.
Right.
The Word of God must be first place in your life. 90% of what God's going to speak to you is from the Bible.
Yep.
So all I got to do is say, hey, God, what are you saying? And then I say, God, does the Bible already speak clearly on this subject that I need wisdom or counsel or guidance in? And I go to the Word of God first. Because
yep.
In John 16:13, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, His first assignment is what? To lead us or to guide us into truth. And the Word of God is truth. His second assignment is to show us things to come. Most of the way God is going to lead us, direct us, and guide us is through the written Word of God. He's going to take a scripture and quicken it for that moment. He's going to take the Word of God and make it into a surgeon's scalpel for what we need to go through. He's going to be surgical in that word. Amen? And then there are details in the Bible that we need to know about everyday life from God that are not in the Bible. God didn't tell me I was going to marry a crazy South African in the Bible. It's not in there. I meant a South African. Forget the word crazy. Get rid of that word. I didn't mean that. Hallelujah. I got news for you. South Africans are just crazy. That's all there is to it. Hallelujah. How do you think they got that country started? Some crazies went down there and made it happen. Glory to God. But yeah, besides that, get on. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Thank God. If you're going to say statements like that out of the pulpit, make sure you got a really, really awesome couch. That's all I can say. Glory to God. No, nothing. I don't need any explanation on that. But it equips you to do what God wants you to do. And what happens is when you build your foundation upon the Word of God, you're going to bring about a stability in your life. And now you're ready for God to show you things to come.
Amen.
Amen. And God will do it. And the prophetic will come alongside and will complement your walk with the God. With God, the prophetic is not meant to replace your walk with the God. With God.
That's right.
Most of the prophetic words that are spoken over you, the legitimate ones, you only need a prophetic word spoken over you once every 2 to 3 years. You know why? It takes you that long to walk it out. You don't need constant affirmation and confirmation from God. You don't need every week, oh, thus saith the Lord. The Lord loves you. Hug, hug, kiss, kiss. Amen. You're my favorite child. Don't tell the others. You're my favorite. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? We get prophetic words like that. You can get that from the Now, I like it when the Lord, well, there's moments where I feel the presence of God. I feel His pleasure. I feel His joy. But I can't live my life like that. Amen? Or I'll never get anything done. That's called, it will create instability in your life. And I'm not saying, you know, that there's a time, you know, when you were a little kid And if your parents left the room, you would cry. You had to see mommy and daddy's face. But now I'm 47 years old. If I call my mom on the phone and say, Mom, what's wrong with you? You haven't called me in a day. You know what happened? You'd be like, get a life, man. You know? There's a time when you were young in the Lord, you might have needed that. And there ain't nothing wrong with desiring to feel the presence of God, but you can't live your life that way.
Right.
So the prophetic equips you. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Hallelujah. The prophetic, and this is again, we're still going along these lines that the prophetic equips you. And why are we laying this foundation here? Because prophecy is about to go forth after this has all been preached. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I'm stirring the pot.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
And God's going to do some things and God's going to say some things and you got to know what to do with it. Look at verse 6. And this 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. This is talking about where Samuel prophesied over Saul when he went looking for his donkeys. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt what? Be turned into another man. When the Spirit of the prophecy will turn you into another man. Amen? Come on now. Come on, Clark Kent.
Yeah.
It's time to get in the phone booth and be Kal-El, son of Krypton, and make it happen. Amen? Come on, Bruce Wayne. It's time to get in the Batmobile. Hallelujah. And do your thing to change your identity. Prophecy equips you to step into a supernatural identity in order to fulfill a supernatural destiny. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. That's the New Testament, in case you want to know. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. So we find out that the first thing prophecy does is it equips you. How many people need some equipping? Amen? Hallelujah. You know it. It says right here in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by this, but thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Here's the second thing that prophecy does. It says right here, it says, the prophecies which went before on thee. Prophecy blazes a trail of a possible future. Notice what I said, possible future. Potential. Prophecy, when spoken over you, releases a seed, a potential seed. But if you don't plant it, if you don't believe it, if you don't cultivate it, that potential will never be realized. It will never be fulfilled. In other words, look what he says right here. That thou by them, by what the prophecies, mightest war a good warfare. If prophecy is automatic, why would you have to fight a fight? Why would you have to fight? It was automatic. You know why? You know who you got to fight? First of all, you got to fight not identifying with Egypt and start identifying with the promised land. You got to make a decision that you are no longer a citizen of Ur of the Chaldees, but you're going into a land which God is going to show you.
Amen.
It's called a change of identity. In Jeremiah chapter 1, God spoke a prophetic word over Jeremiah. And God said, say not that I am a child. You will go to who I send you to, and you will speak the words that I'm speaking to you. If you keep on identifying as a child, you will not fulfill, hallelujah, what I have planned and purposed for you. You got to come into agreement with what I have said about you.
Amen?
Amen? And we got to do that. That's the warfare. So it blazes a trail of a possible future. And what you need to do is you need to unsheath that prophetic word like a sword, and you need to start whopping off some devil's heads. Not people. I didn't say people. Amen. I said some devil's heads. And make up your mind that you are going to believe the word of the Lord. Turn to Amos. Amos. Are you learning something?
Yes.
I'm glad you are, because hallelujah. Sharon, are you learning something? Glory to God. Good. That's good stuff. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Now, there are some things. Now, what we do is when we look at the prophetic in the Old Testament and the prophetic under the New Testament, we got to realize that these are two different covenants. Okay? But there are still things that we can look in the Old Testament concerning the prophetic that still apply to the New Testament. We're just under different covenants. Under the Old Covenant, you were under Moses. Under the New Covenant, we're under Jesus. Pastor Moses brought us to Pastor Jesus. Amen? It says here in Amos chapter 7, verse, where are we at? Verse, chapter 3, hang on. Let me look. I got 7 here, and I messed up here. Amos, let's go back. Amos 3, you know what it is. Hang on, people, be merciful. Hallelujah. Let him without sin cast the first stone. Man, I'm fragile here. You need to love me. It says here in Amos 3:7, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto the servants, his prophets. You know why God shows you things to come? So that you'll begin to speak them out of your mouth, and you'll release, and you'll begin to activate the will and the plan of God. See, if you read, how many people know the story of Noah and the flood? We all know that. Have you read the commentary in Hebrews chapter 11? By faith, you ready? Noah judged the world. That's what it said. Who gave him the word? God did. God could not bring the judgment of Noah's flood into the world until he got it in a man's mouth. God cannot fulfill your prophetic destiny or God's plan for your life until he gets his plan in your mouth. Amen. So that's why he reveals it to you, so that you'll speak it. You need to speak it out of your mouth. Come on now. So what here? Here is the fulfillment of your prophetic destiny. You see it? This is what God's calling you to be. This is where you're at. You know what happens? The prophetic word does a work in you first. It changes your identity, so when you step into the prophetic, the destination you arrive there, you're a different person. See, what you're doing and what most believers do is they're looking for the prophetic to change their circumstance. But the prophetic, the first job it does is it changes you.
Amen.
Amen. It equips you. It gives you a new idea so that when you walk through that door, you are a different person. You are no longer Abram of Ur of the Chaldees, but you're bad dad Abraham, the father of many nations. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Praise God. You are somebody different. God wants you to change your identity through the prophetic. Turn, if you will, to Luke. Turn to Luke. And there's a lot more I could say about that. And I want to encourage you. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3, verse 4. We're looking at the idea that the prophetic blazes a trail of a possible future. You got to come into agreement with it. You got to speak out your faith. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, how can I dispossess them, those people in the promised land, if they say out of their mouth, these people are too strong for us? If they don't agree with me, I cannot bring to pass the things that I have spoken over them. You got to come into agreement. Some of you right now, you're looking back at all the prophetic words that have been spoken over you, and you're blowing the dust off of it, and you're getting the cobwebs off and saying, you know what, it's about time we see some of these things. Some prophetic words have an expiration date, and others don't. And if some of those prophetic words don't have an expiration date on them, you need to pick them up and start speaking them out of your mouth and come into agreement with them. Amen? Thank God God's a merciful God.
Yeah.
I ought to teach that a whole series on how to miss God. I can tell you how to miss God. Luke chapter 3, talking about John the Baptist, verse 4. As it is written in the book of Isaiah, the prophet saying, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Now this is talking about John the Baptist, but we can also apply this to the prophetic. Remember I said what we're talking about? Prophecy blazes a trail of a possible future. The prophetic prepares the way of the Lord. Can I get a witness that John the Baptist was a prophet?
Yes.
Can I get a witness that because he was a prophet, he may have been prophetic? Is that a leap? Is that a leap for you? You know, hallelujah, come on now. He may have been prophetic. Can I get a witness that the words he spoke out of his mouth were prophecies and prophetic words? And what did they do? They prepared the way of the Lord. The prophetic will straighten out your path. Hallelujah. And how many, have you ever, yeah, you know, you go down this hill and you got to watch out for the police force. You know what they love down in this hill? You know what the highway patrol and the police force loves? They love first year Karis students and they love November students. Because, and they're just going to send you a thank card because you pay for their policeman's ball. Because you know what? It takes a while for the first year students to slow down. If you know what I mean. And they got to get you to slow down. But you know what? When you got a straight path, when they want to break like speed records, what do? They go out to the salt flats of Nevada where it's straight, right? There's no obstacles. And you stomp on that car and let it go, and you can go as fast as you want, and that's how you break a speed record. But you know what? You can't break a speed record going down that hill because what? The curves. It's crooked. You got to slow down for the curves. But see, what happens is God is going to speed up his plan, the fulfillment of what he wants to bring to pass in your life, because through the prophetic, he gets rid of the curves and he makes a straight path. He takes you out on the salt flats where you're ready to go full throttle on what God's called you to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. You're like a teenager on a Red Bull. You're ready to go. Play video games all night long. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Anyhow, maybe that illustration didn't do it for you, but it did it for me. Because I raised for three teenage boys, and I know what they do when they get on Red Bull. So the path, you're going to prepare the way of the Lord. You're going to make his path straight. You will fill every valley. How many people need some valleys filled in?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That sounds like stability to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Going from valleys to peaks. Because you ain't got a word from God. You got to get a word from, and I'm not talking about a prophetic word. It may be getting a word from the Word. That God quickens and takes a scripture and makes that scripture a prophetic word. Quickens that scripture and gives it a prophetic application for what you're going through right now.
Yeah.
Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. Oh, my Lord, I don't want to go through the school of hard knocks. I need some rough ways, the way you do things. You need some rough ways to smooth out.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You know, some of you, like I had been in the past, you know, you're like you're running down one of those dirt roads with, you know how they get the corduroy roads? And that's the way your drive's been with the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm sorry. And we need God to speak to us and smooth it out. And what do you do on those corduroy roads again? What do you do on those roads when they're rough like that? You drive it slower. So if God smooths it out, you can do it faster. Because you got a word from God. Amen. And then what's the purpose? And all flesh. Let's say this. Verse 6 is talking about the manifestation of the prophetic word. God gives you a word that you might experience, that you might see something, that the power of God might manifest in your flesh.
Awesome.
Amen?
Yeah.
You need to see something. You need to see the hand of God in your life. Holy cow. It's great. I'm glad you know the Bible. I'm glad you got prophetic words. But you know what? Life is not about winning a game of Bible trivia. You can win a game of Bible trivia, but you're losing in the game of life.
Yeah.
Amen? It's not about information. It's about transformation.
Yeah.
It's about a change of identity. It's about seeing the power of God manifest in our life so that men and women can see what God is doing in our life and they will be drawn to a heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen. Turn to Habakkuk, or Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce his name. Habakkuk, or Habakkuk, or whatever. Habakkuk, chapter 2. Okay, we have universal consensus here. That's the first thing you're going to do. You're going to look at, hello, my name is. When we get into heaven, hopefully there's no test to speak in some of our Hebrew brothers and sisters' names. Hallelujah. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain. Again, what is it? We're talking about prophecy blazes a trail of a possible future. You know what happens when God speaks to you? You can write it out. You can write it out. And you can make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. You can't run when you're uncertain about the will of God. You can't give it all you got unless you know that you know that you know you got a word from God. So when the prophetic word goes forth, it gives you a vision that you're able to articulate to make plain so that you can read it and run.
Amen.
Amen. I like that. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it shall surely come to pass. It will not tarry. You need to write it down, make it plain. Amen? Right now, the way we are, some believers, and you may be in this case, you're like on a raft with no oar, no rudder, and you're just going down. You're floating down the river of circumstances and chance, and whatever will be, will be. When you receive a prophetic word from God, you can live your life intentionally and on purpose, and you can overcome.
Man, that's good.
You don't have to be a victim of circumstance. You can be a victim, or you can be a victor of the deliberate, intentional will of God for your life. Ain't that awesome?
Yeah.
Acts chapter 15. We got one more, and then we're going to see what the Lord wants to do. How many people are expecting to hear from God today?
Woo!
Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, if you don't show up. No, I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 15. Did I say 15?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I'm on 14. 32. Acts 15, 32. And here's the third thing, the third and final thing that I saw through the Word of God that the prophetic does. It says right here, verse 32, and Judas and Silas, being what? Prophets, also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. Here's the second thing, the third thing that prophecy does. Prophecy can widen the door of faith. It means that you're already believing for something, and when the prophetic word comes along, it confirms what God is already speaking, and it widens the door of faith. It takes the door of faith that's already open and swings the door a little wider so that you can fit through it. The word confirm there means to establish, to come beside, or to strengthen more, to render more firm. God, through the prophetic, he not only widens the door of faith, but he sits there and he strengthens, or he reinforces what you're already believing for. Amen? And then all of a sudden you're going, I've been believing God for that, but you know what? That prophetic word, that guy didn't know that about me, that person didn't know that about me, and now I'm ready to dig in my heels, and I'm ready to see a manifestation of what God has spoken. Amen? How many people need some things strengthened in their life? How many need some reinforcements?
Yeah.
Amen? The Calvary is coming. Hallelujah. That's a weak Calvary horn. But you know what I'm talking about. When you hear that sound, guess what? You might be surrounded by enemy forces, but when you hear the trumpet of the Calvary, oh yeah, you stand up out of your pit with your gun, something's about to change. I might be one or two surrounded, and then the people that are surrounding you, they're booking out of there because they heard the Calvary's. Well, the prophetic is the Calvary's trumpet. The Calvary is coming. Glory to God. I like that. That's what I'm saying. I need some reinforcements sometimes. God, you got to help me out. Acts chapter 23. Aren't you glad that God didn't expect us to do this by ourselves?
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God. How many know that if the Lord appeared to you, that might be a prophetic word? The Lord just, you know, hey, how you doing? Jesus, is that you? Hallelujah. Talking about God. God's awesome. But Acts chapter 23, verse 11. And this talks about Paul and a word he received when Jesus appeared to him. And the night following, the Lord stood by him, Paul, and said, be of good cheer. I'll tell you what, if I see Jesus standing in the room beside me, I'm going to get happy. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus comes in the room and says, be of good cheer, and brings a bucket of fried chicken. Where it's good. We're good. Hallelujah. Paul, that's what the Lord, that's what, I'd been there with Noah. Make sure them chickens get on that ark.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You make sure them chickens get on that ark. What would we do without chicken?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, Paul. For as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. You're going to arrive. You're believing me to go to Rome. I've already told you, and I'm going to come alongside and strengthen your faith. I'm going to open wider. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to reinforce you in what you are already believing for. Don't become discouraged. Paul, the door of faith, what you've been believing for me to do, I'm speaking to you prophetically, and I'm widening that door. And I'm reinforcing what you already know to be true. Look at Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. Again, prophecy can widen the door of faith. Verse 23. For there stood by me this night an angel of the Lord, whose I am and who I serve. I believe this is where they were suffering shipwreck. They were floating around, bobbing on the Mediterranean Sea like a cork. They couldn't see the stars. Have you ever been in a life where you lose your bearings? You're drifting around and you can't see the stars? You can't navigate your feelings, your family? Nothing in the natural life can let you know where you're at as far as your journey with God? Well, what happened was Paul prayed and he fasted and an angel stood beside him. And he said in verse 24, fear not. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God have given thee all them that sell with thee. All them that sell with thee? Wait a minute. Paul wasn't the captain of the ship, but yet God looked at it completely different. You're the believer. You're the man in charge, and everybody's selling with you. Amen?
Yeah.
Right. Amen. His faith took captive those people, and his faith took charge of the situation. Can I get a witness that this may qualify as a prophetic word spoken by an angel? Hallelujah, I can. Paul was strengthened by an angel. He was strengthened by Jesus. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Timothy chapter 4, faith can widen the door. How many people need their doors widened? Amen?
Yes.
You need your path to widen. You're in a tight place right now. And God needs to bring you into a large place. The prophetic will take you out of a tight place and bring you into a large place. Amen? I don't know about you, but you know what I'm doing? I'm crawling in a cave or I'm going down some canyon. I don't like tight places. Amen? That's why when you go through those caves and you go through those canyons, you make sure you have yourself a can of Pam spray so that you can push on through. Spray yourself down and push. You're going to get through there. But if you're in a tight place and somebody says, I've been through this cave and through this passage, and I'm telling you, things are about ready to open up. How many knows that will bring comfort to you and it's going to cause you to go? The fear's going to leave.
Yeah.
You're about ready to come out of a tight place and you're about ready to come into a large place.
Right.
Amen? I like that. 2 Timothy 4:17. In fact, I like everything God has to say. Well, no, I take that back. That's not true. Sometimes God says stuff and I ignore him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? When it's what my flesh doesn't want to do. Marcus, I want you to go back and apologize to Sharon. I ain't doing it, God. I ain't doing it. Do you know what she did? I know what she did. I'm not talking about her. I'll deal with her. I'm dealing with you right now. You need to go apologize. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of God will make you eat crow. How do you like your crow? I like, okay, God, I'll obey you. Or God tells you, ain't it amazing that God tells you to do something you really want to do, you're like, you're not even asking for details. You're jumping in and doing it. When God tells you to give money, you're like, God, are you sure it's you? Are you sure you told me to write this check? God, can you confirm this? You know, like, okay, so we just now established your flesh didn't tell you to give it. Amen? Because your flesh doesn't want to give. And why would the devil tell you to give money? So who do you think it is telling you to give money? Amen? But it's amazing. I don't know how we got on that. That was for somebody. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood by me, and what did he do? Strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord strengthened him in what he had called him to do. Amen? So we learned three things about prophecy. Prophecy will equip you. Prophecy will what? Blaze a trail of a possible future. And prophecy can widen the door of faith. Now, I was like studying this out because I was getting ready to teach my series on responding to the prophetic. Really, really cool. I'm really proud of the cover, too. It took me a while. God, how in the world? What is a good cover for responding to the prophetic? And guess what I have? It's pitch black. What is it? Red light, yellow light, green light. It's a stoplight in the black. Responding to the prophetic. Do you have a red light? Do you have a yellow light? Do you have a green light? I thought, God, that's awesome. I was like, God, I like it when you pick out, you know, designs and stuff. This is cool. Because you know what? I'm sitting there, you know, praying to God. Lord, I'm stuck unless you help me. But I read that and I studied this out. And as I began to study those to talk about how to respond to the prophetic, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost gives me a revelation. And I go, get out of Dodge, Holy Ghost. That is awesome. I didn't know that. You know what he showed me? Turn to 1 Corinthians 14:3. And then we're going to stop here. 1 Corinthians 14:3. Remember I told you the prophetic, what does it do? It equips you. It blazes a trail of a possible future. And it opens up it widens the door of faith. 1 Corinthians 14, I didn't even connect these two when I saw those out on my outline. 1 Corinthians 14:3. He that prophesieth speaketh not unto men, speaketh unto men, to edification, exhortation, and comfort. You ready for this? Edification. Prophecy equips you. Edification is God. It means, actually in the Greek, it means to promote spiritual growth. It means to build. So here in my notes, I used equipment, and God said that's exactly what 1 Corinthians 14:3 was talking about. Edification has to do with equipping. Exhortation has to do with blazing a trail of a possible future. And comfort speaks about widening the door of faith, or it strengthens you. I was like, oh, Holy Ghost, what else you got? Hallelujah. Give me some more download. What else you want to tell me? Nothing more today? Hallelujah. I thank you. Just chew on that one for a while.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, when the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you in terms like that, your Bible becomes interesting.
Right.
It becomes alive is what it does.
Right.
So we learn these things. So when you get these prophetic words that have been spoken over you, or ones that have been spoken over you in the past, you need to pick those things up and have an expectation that that is the three things it's going to do for you. It's going to equip you. Hallelujah. It's going to blaze a trail of a possible future. And it's going to, hallelujah, what was the third and final one? Hallelujah, bless you. I widen the door of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, God wants to do some wonderful things in your life. And God has sent His Word, and He has healed you, and He has delivered you. His Word is enough. His Word is enough. And see, there's some things that God has spoken over you prophetically, and you haven't seen the fulfillment of those things, or they seem to be delayed, or they seem to be they seem to have went on the back burner, and you've gotten discouraged, and maybe you've even got a little annoyed. And I just want you to, in light of what I've said today, begin to pick up those things and say, God, I've received some wisdom and understanding and knowledge today. And Lord, I want You to begin to speak to me. And I want You to begin to show me how to apply the things that I've learned today. Hallelujah. And begin to pick up those things. And God is a merciful God. And there may have been something that God spoke in your life, and there was an expiration date. You didn't move on it, and that time's passed. But you know what? God's not done with you. You might have missed a plan, but you didn't forfeit the purpose. Plans change. God can recalculate. It's okay. God's merciful. Amen. Oops, I just knocked over the tree. Glory to God. But anyhow, we want to do that. I'm a lumberjack. You didn't know that, huh? Hallelujah. Let's just begin to worship the Lord, and let's see what the Holy Ghost wants to do. Is that okay? Holy Spirit, we welcome You here to confirm the Word of God right now. Through the prophetic and through prophecy. Holy Spirit, we just worship You. Equip us. Hallelujah. Begin to blaze and widen the door of faith, and begin to blaze a trail of a possible future. Holy Spirit, we welcome You here right now to say and to do those things that You want to do. During praise and worship, I had many words, and I'm just, you know, kind of dialing it in right now to see what God wants to do. Is there somebody here who in the past, you've been having issues with kidney stones? Who's been having trouble with kidney stones in the past? You've been having some issues with some kidney stones. God wants to heal you. Been having some lower back problems. You've been having some bleeding. God wants to heal you of those kidney stones. Hallelujah. Nobody? Praise God. We just had somebody got up and left, so maybe we'll throw it out again. Is that okay? There is a kidney. There's somebody here. If you think about it, you've been having problems in your lower back, and it's kidney stones is what it is, and God wants to heal you of that right now in the name of Jesus. Amen? And you've been having some problems with some infections in your urinary tract, and God is going to heal you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, if you didn't ever, in your mind, you didn't ever really connect kidney stones with that, what's going on is God is going to begin to heal you right now in the name of Jesus. If you begin to have any of those symptoms right now, I want you to lift up your hands right now where you're at, and I'm going to release the healing power of God. And don't be bashful. Just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. I think somebody's been drinking a lot of soda and a lot of pop. And it's been messing up with your urinary tract and stuff like that. And I'm not trying to embarrass you. God wants to heal you. Right now in the name of Jesus, you'll just lift up your hands. I release the power of God into your physical body right now. I command any infection, any irritation, any bleeding, anything that's going on right now in that area in your body, I release the power of God right now, and I release healing in Jesus' mighty name. You're going to notice a difference. There's going to be just a change. The irritation is going to go away, and hallelujah, and it's going to be almost, some of you right now, you're going to pass something through your urinary tract. And God said, don't be worried about it. Don't worry about it. Don't be concerned about it. You're just that thing is just being flushed out of your body right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, we worship You. We worship You. I want to pray over the pastors right now in the name of Jesus. Last night when I was thinking about today and what I was going to do, what we'll do is we got things that we put on our iPad, and then we got a little cable we plug into the iPad, and then we plug it into the TV, and then we can watch whatever movie we're watching on the iPad on the big screen, right? And I heard the Lord say, when I saw that, I saw a vision of that, and I saw you two, and I heard that the Lord said right now in the name of Jesus, that the vision he spoke to you personally, that you've been looking at, that you've been checking out, has been like it's been on an iPad. And God has taken that personal vision that he's spoken to you and those things that he's beginning to reveal to you during this season in your life, and they're coming off the iPad and they're going on the big screen in the name of Jesus. I heard the Lord begin to say that. And the Lord is saying right now, as you walked with the Lord, your life was like kind of like the building of a pyramid. In the beginning, it was wider. It was really wide. And each stage that you went, the pyramid began to narrow and narrow and narrow. And the Lord is saying right now, you're on the one stage before the peak. And you're about ready to peak out in the name of Jesus. God said there's a change coming to your life. There's a change coming to your ministry. And I hear the Lord say that your ministry is twofold. Your ministry is not only that of a pastor, but your ministry is also that of a missionary. And God's saying right now that you're going to begin to flow stronger in a pastoral anointing with the emphasis on teaching, and you're going to begin to flow in more of a missionary role, hallelujah, and be more connected to missionaries and missions than you ever have before. I'm not saying you're moving or leaving. I don't know what God's saying about that. That's between you and God. I'm just telling you what God's saying in Jesus' name. And God is going to begin to strengthen you, and God is going to begin to establish you, and God is going to begin to take the personal vision that he showed you in your personal prayer life, and it's going to begin to come out on the big screen so that everybody can see it in the name of Jesus. And I see you with a purse, and I see, this is weird, and I see you with a purse, and it's like made out of like a pioneer would have. And the purse is made out of leather, and the purse has sticks to close it. And I see you coming out of the wilderness, and you're dressed like an old pioneer. And God said that, hallelujah, that the budget that you've been operating in, it's like you've been pioneering things, and you've been operating in a different budget. And God right now, supernaturally, is going to change your purse in the name of Jesus. And the purse is going from a pioneer purse to something like a Louis Vuitton purse in the name of Jesus. And there's going to be an increase in I don't know, Louis. I just said maybe I mispronounced his word. But I know that when I hold Louis outside of the woman's bathroom, I can hold Louis with dignity and pride. Yeah, keep on walking. Keep on walking. It's Louis. And oh yeah, that's right. It ain't a knockoff. It's Louis. I'm holding Louis, and I'm waiting on my wife. And you better believe it is. I even throw Louis around my shoulder. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're going from a wilderness budget, a pioneer budget, and God is going to settle you. Yeah. And God is saying that the next step, the next phase that you enter into, is where I'm going to establish you, and is where you're going to rest. That's all I know. That's all I know. And you're going to enter into another budget. Everything up to this time has been like a pioneer budget. It's always been enough. It's always been enough. It's been like the oil in the mill with the widow. Every time you need it, it was there. But God is saying right now an abundance is going to happen. A reservoir is going to happen. A reserve. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And God said an increase in Jesus' name is coming.
Yeah.
Father God, I release this on both of them right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I release the power of the Holy Spirit upon them. Begin to give them understanding. Begin to give them wisdom on everything that has been spoken and the application of those words spoken right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Right here, you two, I see sand. I'm seeing sand right now. And I'm seeing sand that is loosely packed. And every time that water or resources would get poured on the sand, it would filter through the sand. And I hear the Lord saying right now that it's like the sand has been loose, and God has not been able to do, what do I want to say? Now hang on, I may not be using the right words, but I know what I'm seeing, okay? So don't get hung up on my words. But I see that the Lord is going to compact that sand and strengthen it, and it's going to be settled. And that what God is going to do in your life right now, He's going to establish, and things are not going to run through you anymore. There are resources that are coming to you in order to bring increase and abundance in your life in the name of Jesus. There is an establishing of what God wants to do. I hate to say this, but almost like, how do I say this? I'm going to say almost like you've been a drifter in the kingdom of God, so to speak. You've been doing different things. You've been doing what God's called you to do. And God is going to establish you. And God is going to bring you into your own, if that makes sense.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And that the resources that have passed through you towards others, God is now going to minister to your needs. And God is now going to increase you in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Yeah.
We thank you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These are the two words. I'm going to settle you and I'm going to establish you.
Oh, that's good.
That's what's going to happen. The sand is going to get compact and it's not going to be shifty anymore. And not saying that I'm not saying you're unstable. I'm just saying it's just, you know what I'm saying, going with the flow. That it's going to get compact. You're going to have an increase in resources and abundance, and the Lord is now, you're entering into a new stage in your life where God is going to settle you, and God is going to establish you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord said, I've covered you, and I've protected you. And the Lord said, I did this in order to equip you and to do what I needed to do in your life. And I protected you and I sheltered you during this time of laying foundation, of establishing roots. And the Lord's saying right now in the name of Jesus, you have been fully equipped. You have been fully furnished, if you will, says the Lord. And you are going to step in and you're gonna step into an area and areas in which there is conflict. But you're going to be able to see the clear path through the conflict, and you're going to be able to wage warfare, and hallelujah, and it's not going to affect you in your inner man like it did in the past, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's equipping you with armor. He's equipping you with strength. And you're going to step into something. And God is saying right now, I isolated you and kind of protected you from the storm. But now you are going to learn how to thrive in the midst of the storm.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, I release that on them in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you.
I release the power of the Holy Ghost on them. Right now in Jesus' mighty name. Do what you can only do. Give them wisdom and give them understanding on the application of those things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This young man right here, can you come up here to the front? Do you mind? The guy that's playing the drums. Yep, you. Come up here. I want to pray over you. Hallelujah. Is that okay? You can stand right over here. I'm not putting you on the spot. God's got some good things He wants for you. Just stand right over here. Hallelujah. Yep, turn around. Yep, just this way. I want to pray over you. I saw when you were playing the drums, I saw like, you know, like on a cartoon where somebody is thinking, and I could see your thoughts. And I saw question marks. I saw explanation marks. Probably I butchered that. Is that the right word? Yep, that's the one. Hashtags and different stuff. You have questions. You're frustrated. You've had hashtags in your mind, and God right now is going to settle some things in your mind concerning Him and you. Right now in the name of Jesus. God is lifting the frustration off of you. God is lifting the anxiety off of you. God is lifting. It's like in your mind, there's just a bunch of stuff going on, and God is going to settle that in your mind right now in the name of Jesus. And you're going to walk in peace. And you're going to walk in joy like you have never walked in peace and joy before in the name of Jesus. And you're going to step into something that you never stepped in before. Hallelujah. in Jesus' name. God is going to answer your questions. God is going to settle your frustrations. God is going to deliver you from anxiety and worry and fear right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And all of this confusion has blinded your mind from seeing what God is wanting to reveal to you. The cloud of those things are going to lift off of your mind, and God said it's probably going to shock you. It's almost going to freak you out. It's going to be like storm clouds have rolled back and the sun just begin to shine through. In other words, those storm clouds are going to roll back, and you're going to hear the voice of God for your life clearer than you ever have in Jesus' name. The enemy and circumstances have sought to blind your mind to drown out the voice of God, and those things are coming to an end right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I release the power of the Holy Spirit upon him. I command it to be loosed off of his mind in Jesus' name. You are going to hear the voice of God clearer than you've ever heard, because all these things are going to be lifted off of you, and you're going to be a man on fire in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Manokula baba boho shodata hasha. Manokula dioroto shalata dioroto hoka. Naroto shalababa baba haka. I keep on seeing a grandmother, and I see a grandmother who was Jewish, who really influenced your faith. Is there somebody here who had a Jewish grandmother that really influenced your faith? Is there somebody here like that? I keep seeing that. Like there's a religious grandmother or somebody like that who really influenced your faith. And I hear the Lord saying that he wants to set you free from some of those traditions and ideas that you had. Hallelujah. Just stop and think about it. Somebody who's under the influence of their grandma, you know grandma's always influenced us. And I don't believe that she was really more like religiously Jewish, not really dominant in that. Is there somebody here like that? Hallelujah. You got to think about it. The whole Spirit of God is right here, right now. Don't come up to me afterwards and say, by the way, that was me, but I was afraid. God's not going to bust you up. Hallelujah. God, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. You got to respond to it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Malokula babodoto hosha. Narotola babodoto hokalata hasha. I just really feel that strong right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray over that person, even if they're embarrassed to raise their hand or whatever else. I pray that they're free from that right now in the name of Jesus. All that influence from the past, from their family, the wrong thinking and the wrong believing, that they'll come out of that right now in the name of Jesus. That loyalty to past religion and to past ideas, that they'll come out of that right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I really believe strongly that there's somebody like that, and I don't quite understand why there's no response in Jesus' name. Amen. Did it influence you in religion? All right, well, let's pray over you then. Well, I'm just saying some of the thinking is still there. Hallelujah. I just see that. I see a Jewish sign, but I also see just like really under the influence. So hallelujah. And again, what happens is sometimes I'm seeing something and I don't know exactly what I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying? So it's me.
It can't hurt me.
It can't hurt you. God's going to help you right now in the name of Jesus.
Can't hurt me.
Amen. I'm going to release the power of the Holy Ghost upon you. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Spirit upon you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. I see within you right now a real strong mercy gift. That you have a strong mercy gift. And the Lord's saying right now that God is going to strengthen that mercy gift with truth. And that, hallelujah, you're going to begin to to not only be merciful to people, but be powerful, powerful in your communication of the truth and the Word of God in Jesus' name. God is going to bring a strengthening of truth in your life to complement that mercy gift in the name of Jesus. Father God, I release the power of the Holy Ghost. If there's any traditions or any ideas or any roots that are in her life from past religious thinking, passed down from her from generation to generation, I just pray that those things be released in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to go fishing. Ain't that right? That's okay. Just worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Oh, la la mama hakala liyoroto hosha. Diriyoroto shala mama mala halako. Niriyoroto shala mama makula babahasha. Imamonoto shala babamonoto hosha. I see right now that God is healing ingrown toenails. Somebody's been dealing with ingrown toenails, and God is healing your feet right now and healing your toenails. If that's you right now, just receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Ola bahola kiaroto hosha. Just worship the Lord right now. I believe that the primary assignment of what the Holy Spirit wanted to do today is just really remind people of things that God had spoken over you in the past. God just really wanted to strengthen you. God just really wants to establish you. God just wants you to begin to take down the white flag of surrender and begin to pick up those things that you, because of maybe they've been delayed. You got discouraged because of the delay of things. Or maybe you've gotten distracted or delayed. And God just wants you to pick those things up right now in the name of Jesus and let you know that God was with you in the midst of that storm, and it's time for you to pick up those things that in the heat of that battle or during that trial, you've abandoned and laid to the side. And God is just saying right now, the Holy Spirit is here to strengthen you. The Holy Spirit is here to do what only He can do. And He wants you to pick up that faith again and begin to believe Him for those things that you have spoken. And some of you, you haven't given up, but what you've done is you backed down. You've redefined what God wanted to do in your life. In other words, what you did is you've lowered your expectations because of what you went through. And God is saying right now, just pick up those things that I've spoken over your life, that you have neglected, that have seemed to be delayed, and begin to praise me and worship me for it, and begin to take those low expectations and begin to lift them up high again in the name of Jesus. God is lifting off discouragement off of people right now. God is lifting fear off of people right now in the name of Jesus. God is saying, will you not pick it up? Will you not dare to believe me, says the Lord? And if you'll begin to do that, God will begin to strengthen those things which remain. God wants to strengthen the things that remain. And He wants you to lift up your expectations again. If that's you, I want you to stand to your feet, and I want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You've gotten in fear. You've gotten discouraged. Hallelujah. I believe the power of the Holy Ghost is coming here right now to strengthen you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Expect this right now. The anointing of God is here to do this right now. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Spirit. These people have went through trials, and they have come out burnt, and they have come out singed, and they have come out with the smell of smoke on them. I remove the burns right now in the name of Jesus. I remove third-degree burns in the name of Jesus. I remove in the name of Jesus the smell of smoke where their attitude has changed because of that trial. And right now, Father God, Holy Spirit, strengthen those things in them. Bring up things to their remembrance. Stir up the joy of their salvation. And hallelujah, let them begin to step into it with a newness, with a freshness, with a strength that they have not known in days, weeks, months, and years. In the name of Jesus. Now just begin to receive it. Just begin to worship the Lord for it. Really, really expect it. Really, really expect it. There is nothing that's been delayed that I cannot bring to pass, says the Lord. There is nothing that has been diminished that I cannot turn up to full strength, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to believe me. Begin to expect in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This young lady right here. Yep, you. Can I pray over you? Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say two things. Two things. God is going to begin to increase your influence, and your voice is going to begin to carry weight. In other words, God's going to put you to a place of influence, and God's going to put you to a place where your voice carries weight. Hallelujah. And God is going to redefine the way you see yourself and the way other people see themselves. In other words, what has been on your life, you have not seen it. You have not taken it very seriously. And God is saying the weight of that is coming upon you. And God is going to change the way you see yourself, the way others see you. God wants you to come into a place of influence, and God wants your voice to carry weight in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Spirit upon her right now in Jesus' name. Change it, and bring about divine influence and divine weight as she begins to step into that call in the name of Jesus. A change of attitude towards life, a change of perspective, and a willingness to step into God's responsibility that He's called you to. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for the word that went forth today. We praise you and we worship you. I praise you and I worship you. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Has somebody been having a pinched nerve in their back, shooting down their leg? Is that you? Anybody else? A couple people? Why don't you come up here and let's pray over your back. That pinched nerve is going to go away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We got several people here with pinched nerves in their back. Hallelujah. I need some help. Somebody want to come up here and help me? Okay. Sit down in the chair for a second. Sit down in the chair. And three of you can sit down in the chair. Get your back all the way against the back. Just for a second. I need somebody to hold up her legs real quick. Somebody want to come in? Young man. No hay. You're my man. Hallelujah. No hay will help. He's a strong man. Strong young man. Hold up her legs. Is your back against? Is one shorter than the other? A little bit. That one right there. All right, we're going to pray over this. God's going to heal this. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of God. I command that pinched nerve to go away. I command that back and hips and everything to come into alignment. In the name of Jesus. Where's it at now? In Jesus' name. In the name of... It looks like it's about the same size now, doesn't it? Yes, it does. That pinched nerve went away. Looks the same to me. Does it look the same to you? Amen. There we go. Glory to God. Are you okay if he lifts up your legs? All right, let's let the... Is there a pinched nerve? Is there one leg shorter than the other? That leg. Doesn't it? Yep. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Ghost. I command that pinched nerve to go away. I command that back in alignment and everything to come into alignment. In Jesus' mighty name. What's it look like now? Jesus. 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 Heal that leg right now in the name of Jesus. How's your back feeling now? Feels good now. You feel it growing out. Yep, yep, God's aligning. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yep, it's the same. I saw it. Hallelujah. Hold up this man's legs right here. In the name of Jesus. We good?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's look. What we got here? About the same? No, that's shorter. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, heal this man's back. I command that pinched nerve to go away. I command the back and the spine to come into alignment. I release the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Where are we at now? In a little bit more. God, finish what you're doing, Jesus. Jesus, don't move on to the next person until you got this person taken care of. In the name of Jesus. And then there it goes. There it goes. Jesus' name. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good. No more pinched nerves. Yep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we got a couple more, don't we? Do you got? Nope, just one more? Hallelujah. God is good. All right, you can sit down. Back up against the chair. Hold up his legs. Hallelujah. One leg shorter than the other? That's okay. Hallelujah. What's it look like? About the same? Hold up your hands. Hold up your hands straight out like that. Just like that in the name of Jesus. Well, hallelujah. We're going to pray right now. You ain't wearing two different sizes of shoes, are you? Nope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think maybe this one here. Maybe. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Ghost into his back and into his spine. Jesus, you are better than any chiropractor that we could ever have. In the name of Jesus, I command that spine to be adjusted right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I speak to the padding in between the vertebrae to be replaced right now by the power of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I thank you that you're the healer. I thank you that you've healed. How does it feel now? Feel better? Amen? Amen? Gone? Completely gone? All right, now, as far as you can tell? All right, we'll take that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more chronic pain. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we got another one. Hallelujah. I like this. This is like shooting fish in a barrel. Hallelujah. Lift up. One shorter. Yep, I see it right there. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. I release the power of the Holy Spirit. Straighten up her back. Straighten up her spine. Straighten up her hips. Right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. I see it coming. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Did you feel it? Yep. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. I release the power of God. This back is completely healed. Everything's in alignment. The hips, everything in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. How are we looking? Yep, all right, there we go. God is good. Hallelujah. Ain't that right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, right now I release the power of God to heal eyes. Blurriness of vision. I release it right now in the name of Jesus. I release the power of the Holy Spirit. Just lift up your hands and receive it. As I call these things out, this is Jesus is the healer, not me. I'm just speaking the name. I'm telling you what God, Jesus is walking amongst you right now. He's healing shoulders right now. He's healing knees. He's healing ball joints in the hips. Hallelujah. Right now, you're being healed right now. The Lord is healing people of arthritis right now. The swelling in the joints right now due to stress. He's releasing that stress off of you right now in the name of Jesus. And your joints are being healed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. It will go away and it will not come back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ola la kula mama mashara tiroto. Narotola la lola la bokola baba hasha. Somebody here, the padding in your knee is completely shot. And God is replacing the cartilage and the padding in your knee right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We praise you. Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, let's just wait a couple more minutes. And then we'll go from there. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, I pray a blessing over every person here under the sound of my voice, that they'll take those things that have been spoken today and that they'll begin to implement them in their life in Jesus' mighty name. I praise you and I worship you. Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I think we're going to leave it right there. How's that sound? Is that good? Let's do that. Let's leave it right there. Hallelujah.